Hello, I'm Design Thinking.
And I'm User Experience Design, but you can call me UX. And we're here to make things clear to you. Just because we look the same, doesn't mean we are the same. So yeah, we get why you're a bit confused. Design thinking, user experience design, both buzzwords that got the word design in them. And everyone sort of has their own interpretation of us, so you can't even get a proper comparison. For example, for me, design thinking. Some people think I'm a process. Other people think I'm a mindset. I've also heard that you're a toolkit too.
Yeah, that too. And really, it's okay for everyone to have their own interpretation of us.
For this video, we're just here to tell you what we think of ourselves.
Ain't that right, UX?
Damn right, DT.
But your point of view is welcome in the comment section below. So, you know, going back to me, I was born a process of creative action, whatever that means. But since then, I've been, you know, kind of taken apart and used for a broader spectrum and even used for like non-design areas. Whoa, I know. But if we're talking about identity here and how I really see myself, I'm just simply a process of five stages. And do you know what those five stages are?
All right, are you ready? The empathize stage is to set your assumptions aside about the world and focus on real insights about your users and their needs. This gives you a deeper understanding of the problem, and this is typically done through user research.
Define.
The define stage is to accumulate and analyze the information gathered from the empathize station. It is then used to define the core problems and the pain points that the users are facing.
Ideate.
The ideate stage is to generate outside and innovative ideas from all the information gathered from the previous stages.
Prototype.
The prototyping stage involves identifying the best possible solutions for each of the problems and producing inexpensive scaled-down versions of the final product.
Test.
The test stage is to test your completed prototype with real users to get further insights into how you can improve your actual product. And then you go through the process all over again.
Well done, UX.
Oh, thanks.
So that's my process, and the reason why UX knows my process so well is because...
Oh yeah, it's because I use it too. People get confused that they think that design thinking process is the same as user experience process, but really, I think at my core, I don't define a specific process. I'm more of a purposeful application of user-friendly design. So I do apply the process of design thinking from empathizing to testing, but I'm also really about the design. So, you know, I do the interaction design, the visual design, the information architecture. I love my design. Oh, sorry, that wasn't really user-friendly.
And I guess another key difference is that you can get a job as a user experience designer, but you can't really get a job as a design thinker.
Design thinker! Alrighty, laughing a bit too hard there. Oh, sorry.
So we hope this video cleared up any misunderstandings that you might have had. And if you like this video, please give us a thumbs up and make sure you...
Yo, yo, what up? I'm product design.
Dude, not today. You're gonna confuse them even more.
What? Bum, 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 bum.